Time on my watch is approximately 4:10 p.m. Present with me is...
State your name, please.
And your name is? Okay. And you're here just for moral support,
yes.
Okay? And, Miss Hall, can you state your date of birth to me? Okay. Can you raise your right hand for me? You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Okay.
You finished high school?
Mm-hmm. In May.
In May? Of this year, 2005?
This year.
Okay. And you'll be starting college very soon, correct?
January 9th, 2006.
Okay. So you understand everything that's going on here and everything that I'm asking, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Obviously, I've explained that I am investigating a case involving a subject that you may know, by the name of Jeffrey or Jeff Epstein. He's resident in Palm Beach. I believe you may have some information pertaining to this case. If you could, in your own words, can you explain from the beginning as to what happened?
There's like a year and a half, almost 2 years to go over. Do you want me to go through everything, or do you want to specifically ask me stuff?
I'll start from how you met him, and then I'll take you through.
Heard me over top. We worked at and I was mentioning to her how I wanted extra money to go to Maine.
Is that where you're from?
No, but I wanted to go camping. I like to go camping.
Right.
So I wanted to go camping for the summer, and I couldn't afford a plane ticket. And Sassy goes, oh, well, you can get a plane ticket in 2 hours. And I said, what are you talking about? That didn't make any sense to me. A plane ticket in 2 hours, what are you talking about? And she goes, oh, you can go and give this guy a massage, and he'll pay you $200 for like 45 minutes or an hour. And that's all she told me. No details, no nothing. A couple days later, I believe it was a Saturday night. I'm almost positive it was, because I know I didn't have to go to school the next day. And definitely wasn't a Friday. So it was next Saturday night after that. She set it up, and I picked her up from her apartment, and we drove to the islands, and I worked. And he paid her $300 or $400 to bring me.
Okay.
And that was it.
All right. And this was a year and a half ago, correct?
Maybe two. I'm not sure. I didn't really keep track.
How old were you when you first went over there?
If it was 2 years ago, I was 16. If it was a year and a half, even 16 or 17, I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I really don't know.
First went to give a massage. You explained that it was just a massage?
Just a massage.
Okay. Did she explain how you would have to be dressed to give a massage?
She said that he wanted cute girls, so I looked cute, did my best. I didn't think that it was what it was. I wasn't naive enough to think that he was going to pay me $200 just for nothing. I don't know what was going through my head. I absolutely don't know. The back of my mind, I was thinking, oh, well, it could be legitimate. But I was also thinking, you know, at the same time, is she fucking crazy? Like, this guy's not going to pay you money for not doing anything, not letting him cop a feel muffin, you know? So I didn't know what to think. I was like, oh, I'll just go and I'll feel it out. And if I don't like it, I'll leave. Like, in the middle of it. Like, I don't care. If he does something that I have a problem with, then I'll leave.
Okay. When you went, how, you drove?
Mm-hmm.
You drove with Shafty?
Yes.
Okay. You pulled up to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Take me from there.
Pulled up to the service entrance, went up through the little white gate that leads to the backyard. She pressed the little intercom button thing and said, "It's Jassy, I have my son with me." And they all knew I was coming. They knew me by name, greeted me with, like, "Oh, we're so happy to see you. You know, Jeffrey will be ready in a second, you know."
Who were you introduced to?
One of his girlfriends, one of his, like, slaves that he has lived with him. And when I say slaves, like, one of the girls that he bought to, like, have sex with him. That's his assistant, I think. I think they have sex, but I don't know. I was introduced to his assistant, and she's the one who told me that he would be ready in a second. And from there, I met various other girls. I didn't pay attention to who they were, though. But I saw her all the time after that, so I remember her.
Okay. How were you brought to Jeffrey?
I'm trying to remember. There's a staircase in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I went through the staircase in the kitchen up to the master suite. There's two bathrooms. One has, like, a steam shower, and then the other one's, like, a regular bathroom, but then there's another bathroom with a steam shower, and, like, I don't know, there's two bathrooms in there. I'll just make it easy. There's two bathrooms. I was brought into the one bathroom, the massage bathroom with a steam shower, and she was with me, and Sarah was like, "Oh, just wait here, yada yada." So, and me were waiting on the couch in the bathroom, and Jeffrey comes up, and he's like, "Hey, I'm Jeffrey." He's introduced himself, and he hands Sassy, I remember this because I was pissed off that she got paid to bring me, and I was pissed off. He hands her a wad of $100 bills and says thank you, and she says, "I'll wait for you downstairs," and I was like, "All right, I'll see you in a while." And that's how I was brought to Jeffrey.
Okay. Take me through the massage, that first massage.
I'm just remembering, I'm not picturing in my head. I wore a skirt. I remember specifically what I wore. I wore a skirt and just a regular t-shirt. And I was massaging his legs, and he asked me to take off my skirt. And I think I said no at first. And he's like, "Come on, you're not showing." He talked me into it, basically. He said, "Oh, you're not showing anything," or did something. I don't even know. So I ended up taking off my skirt, and then he goes, well, I think he just started touching, you know, the top of me. So, and then he asked me.
When you're saying the top of you, you mean your breast?
Yeah. And then he asked me to take off my shirt. So I took off my shirt, but I kept my underwear on, and I wouldn't take my underwear off. I told him no. And he still paid me the same amount. And that was that. I went home.
Okay. You had on your...
I had my panties on.
Panties?
Nothing else. I was topless.
Okay.
I gave him a massage, and I had my panties on. And he requested me to take them off, but I didn't.
Okay. Were they regular panties? Were they thong panties? Were they...
No.
You don't remember? Okay.
No.
Okay. During the massage, did he do anything to himself?
Yeah. What word do you want me to use? Because I already told you.
Whatever word, I know. Whatever word you feel comfortable.
I don't want to be crude.
But whatever
okay,
word.
Well, I'll just say, whatever. He masturbated.
Okay.
While I gave him, I don't want to say that's a lot. He masturbated while I gave him a massage. And the massage was over as soon as he was finished with himself.
Okay. So in other words, he...
Finished with himself, and that was it. Yeah, he ejaculated,
okay.
Specifically.
Okay. That was the very first time you went there.
Mm-hmm.
And soon, I know, take a deep breath. I know, I can see it in your eyes already. From then on, you went there multiple times?
I first told her, like, I had a problem with it, what happened the first time, but $200 for 40 minutes, that was a lot for a 16-year-old girl making $6 an hour.
So you're saying you're sure you were 16 now?
I don't want to say I'm sure of my age. I was under 17, 100%.
So you were 16 and something? So you weren't, it wasn't your 17th birthday yet?
She gave me a moment, that's all I recall.
Yeah, that's a good time.
This past summer, I was...
How old are you right now?
I'm 18 right now.
Okay, so this December...
This?
Not this past December, the one before it, you turned 17. So it was before...
Yeah, it was...
Two Christmases ago.
During that summer.
So it was the summer before you turned 17.
Mm-hmm. As far as I remember, yes.
It was one of those months, you don't know if it was June, July, August?
It was during the summer. I mean, my summer, since I'm in school, is only considered like June, July, and half of August, and it was in between those, because I wanted to go to Maine for
the
summer.
Did you go to Maine?
No. Okay. No, I did not.
But do you remember that was the summer you wanted to go to Maine?
Mm-hmm.
That was two summers ago when you were 16 years of age.
Yes. You were able to drive by yourself, so you had to be at least 16. Yeah, so I was 16.
The first time you went, when he masturbated, did you see his number?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me if I saw, like, his cum.
No.
I saw all the above.
You saw him fully naked? Fully
yeah,
naked.
Okay. 100% naked. He had his towel on for some of it. But that doesn't mean anything, like, he was naked.
He took off the towel?
I saw everything, yeah.
Okay. You know the difference between the circumcised and uncircumcised? Would you say...
He's uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised?
I mean, I'm sorry, he is circumcised, my bad. He's circumcised, 110% sure. Matter of fact, I think he has some sort of birth defect on his thing. I don't know what it is. I've never, like, really looked at it, because I've never done anything where I had to touch it. I've never touched it out of a hole to my workroom. I never touched his penis. Like, I'm pretty sure he's rubbed it against me, but I've never, ever been like, okay, I'm letting you do this, or I'm going to do this to you. It's really weirdly shaped. I don't know. Do you want me to, like, tell you this?
Yes,
like, is
please.
This proof? Like,
no. I do want you to talk.
Because I feel...
I know.
You're talking to your girlfriends. Don't think of them as guys. You're talking to your girlfriends and...
Okay. I'm just really embarrassed.
It's okay.
It's like a teardrop, like a drop of water. It's really fat at the bottom and skinny at the top where it's attached. And he can never get fully hard, ever. Like, I just could tell by looking at it. Like, by looking, you can obviously tell if you're hard or not. And I could tell that he wasn't.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's some sort of thing that he's wrong with them, but it definitely was not normal. And it's not like I sleep around it, you know, but I've seen, and it was not normal.
My movies and stuff. And
yeah.
The next time you went, or as you continued to go, did it escalate more?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember how long it took for me to start working for him regularly from the first time I went there. But I started working every day. Every single day he was in the country, I would be there. I'm sorry. Can you give me a couple?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I started working there every single day, and I told him that I wouldn't let him put anything inside of me. That was my rule. Nothing inside of me, no fingers, no nothing. Absolutely nothing inside of me. He increased my pay to $300 or $400 as long as he could touch me. I never touched him the whole entire time. I never, ever touched him.
How many times
would
you say you went?
100. 100. He used to tell me that I was his favorite. He bought me a car.
Did you drive it?
I had a brand new Dodge Neon. I got a plane ticket to New York. I got spending money whenever I wanted. Like, I was in there deep. He asked my parents to emancipate me so I could live with him. Or he didn't ask my parents. He asked me to ask my parents. I'm sorry. He actually wanted me to come live with him.
As like a girlfriend?
Sexually, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But it escalated. He just increased my pay as long as he could touch me. I wouldn't let him put anything inside of me. And then one day he just did. One day he just put his hand for his fingers. And
how long would you say from the very first time you went?
Months. Honestly, I never kept track. Of what happened when. I just can tell you in which order things progress. Okay. But not specifically, oh, 3 months later he did this, 3 months later. Like, I can't do that.
Okay. When he purchased the car, how far were you,
How old was I?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? He bought the car in, I've got to recall, I haven't thought about this in forever. I can give you like a four months that it possibly was during, but I can't specifically remember if it was before or after the new year. November, December, January, February, that just passed.
That's 2004?
Wait a second.
So were you a senior in high school when you had the car?
Yeah, it was recently.
Okay.
It was like towards the middle and end of my school year. But I remember that for the last like 6 or 8 weeks of high school, I didn't have a car because I gave it back to him. Because he asked me to have sex with him and like suck him fast, and I was just like, no. Definitely not. I was like, I'll let you touch me, but I'm not going to do that.
This is 2005, right?
Yeah, the car was a Dodge Neon 2005. He got it for me before the new year because I remember I got it. It was an edition that was a year before they were supposed to come out. So if I got it, I obviously didn't get a 2006 because that's this year. I got a 2005 Neon in 2004. 7 miles on it when I got it. The car was off.
Okay. And that's the car that you used to drive to and from?
Sent from school to South, my friend.
And to his house when he was...
Oh, his house all the time, yeah.
What color was it?
Like a neon blue. Like a really bright blue. It was really pretty. Not that makes a difference.
And you gave it back?
Yes.
Was this after you graduated from high school, or...?
No, I gave it back before I graduated. It got too sticky for me. He wanted more than I was willing to give. I didn't want to suck his dick. I didn't want to have sex with him. I never did that, and I wanted to be able to walk away from this saying that I never did that, and I'm glad that I did.
Okay.
So I just gave it back. I said, I don't need a car.
Okay.
But I lied to him when I gave it back. I didn't want to burn my bridges because he was a spectacular connection to have. Spectacular. Even when I didn't work for him, until this day, I haven't talked to him in like a couple months, but a billion things are going through my head right now, and I'm just getting a little tongue-tied. If I called him today, he would give me as much money as I asked him for. He doesn't know that I hate him the way I do. I kept that connection. I figured he used me, I'd be able to use him. I hate to say that, but I figured if I wanted to use him, I could.
Okay. Let me bring you back a little bit.
Sure.
When did things start to escalate as far as things happening when the massages were given?
They escalated whenever he wanted. I don't clearly understand the question.
Okay. The first time you went, you were naked.
Are you asking for a date, or you're asking
for
how...
No, no, no.
In the little steps that
right.
things progressed? Well, I went, and I wouldn't take off my panties at first, and then he got me to get naked. Then he got me to let him rub me. Then he got me to let him stick his fingers in me. Then he got me to let him go down on me. Then, that was pretty much the gist of it, except this one time where he bent me over the table and put himself in me without my permission.
Okay.
And I flipped out.
Alright, let me...
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I don't count that as me having sex with him. You know, he did that. Because I just told you that I never had sex with him. I never did, you know, I don't know if what you'd consider that. But he then, I go, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I just wanted to see this. Or I just wanted to see this. I'm sorry, I got this too confused. He's like, I just wanted to see this.
Okay. let me back you up.
Okay.
When you were completely naked, the same things happened. You went in, you massaged him.
Sometimes I didn't even do it that. Sometimes he just asked me to take off my clothes, and like, he'd have to do work. And he'd be sitting at his desk or something, and I'd just be naked there watching television or reading a book, but I'd be naked. Or sometimes he wanted to just watch TV or read, and he'd lay in his bed, and he asked me to just take my clothes off and lay with him. And that's it, not touch him or anything, and I'd get paid $300 for taking a nap for 20 minutes. Sometimes he'd just invite me over for breakfast or dinner or just to use the swimming pool, and I'd get paid for that too.
Okay.
I'd get paid just to hang out with him. That's it. And if the money wasn't there, I'm not going there. I wouldn't have ever been in that house.
Okay. When he started to touch you,
I have a question.
Yeah.
Before I say anything else, is there a possibility that I'm going to have to go to court or anything? Like, that's a possibility, right?
Well, here's the thing. When this is all said and done, we're going to sit down, we're going to discuss this. I mean, what he did to you was a crime. I'm not going to lie to you.
Would you consider rape? Like, would you consider that to be rape, what he did?
When he put himself inside you without permission, forcibly.
I didn't say yes or anything. He just, like, I was standing up, and the table is about, like, my hip length. He just put me down.
That is a crime.
Okay.
That is a crime.
I don't want my family to find out about this. My family doesn't know any of this. My mom thinks I was his secretary for 2 years. Or however long, a year and a half. My mom thinks I made phone calls for him, and that's how I was making my grade money. That's it. I don't want her to know anything.
Well, you're an adult. You're an adult now.
Well, I mean, if I... Whatever, I don't know. Just, I'm sorry, go ahead.
When we're done with this interview, we'll discuss this further, and we'll decide what the best course.
Jeffrey's gonna get me. You guys realize that, right? He's gonna figure this out, and he's gonna... I'm not safe now. You understand that, right? I'm not safe.
He is not this person that he's portraying himself to be.
What? Yeah, well,
why do you say
it up for
you're
good?
Not safe? Has he said he's hurt people before?
Well, I've heard him make threats to people on the telephone, yeah, of course.
Isn't this wise, or you're going to die, you're going to break your legs, or...
All of the above, but that's not the point.
Who's he talking to?
I'm not on the other end, I don't know. I don't know, I've heard those conversations. I mean, I've been in the room when he's been on the phone with, like, Bill Clinton. Like, I've witnessed lots of things. I just want to know specifically what y'all want to know.
Everything.
I used to go there every day. Like, I don't know how many other girls he was saying, you're my favorite and I want you to live with me too. But I was in about as deep as you can get.
Yeah, quite a few girls he would say that to.
I know, I thought so pretty much, you know.
Yeah, quite a few girls he would say that to. But
when did you smoke the last time you saw him?
Before the summer.
So, like May or June, when you get the call back, or sometimes
probably.
When you graduated?
Mm-hmm.
When did that incident?
Or maybe a little after I graduated. I don't remember.
When did that incident happen where he bent you over the table?
I remember.
Was it recent, or was it like a year ago?
It was... probably in like somewhere in the middle of the time that I worked for him. It was definitely before December, if that's what you're trying to get at.
Were you 17 when you did that too?
Oh yeah, I was. Definitely.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in just a minute, but getting back to when you were naked.
Okay.
And you were providing the massages.
They were legitimate massages, by the way. I don't want to be in trouble for anything.
No. I'm telling you, you are not a suspect in this in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, well, honestly, I don't trust cops, so I just, like, I've had a bad experience, so I just wanted to be clear on that.
Okay, well, I'm telling you right now that I didn't even bring handcuffs with me up here.
No, I don't know. I mentioned it to somebody that I didn't say anything, but I mentioned it that I had to go talk to Colleen about something that was personal to my boyfriend, and he, God, would flip out if he knew I was talking about this specific stuff with anybody. But he was just like, make sure that you're not the one getting investigated.
I can assure you you're not.
Yeah. Okay.
When the massages will go, first of all, do you have any formal massage training?
Hell no.
Okay. All right, I was just asking. When you were providing the massages and things started to escalate, when he started to touch you, you said earlier, was it with his hands or with something else?
With his hands. I remember he would, like, he'd kiss me and stuff, too. I remember that. And when he kissed me, like, if he was jerking off, he would, like, rub himself, like, on my breast. And I'd, you know, be like, I don't know how to make it sound. Yeah, I was extremely uncomfortable, and I would maneuver myself away from that activity. I'd get up and I'd move somewhere else, or I don't even remember. I would stop whatever was going on without saying, can you get the fuck off me? I would stop it without saying stuff like that.
Okay.
Just with my actions.
So he would touch you with his hands?
Yeah.
And did he touch you with anything else?
I just told you, he touched me with his penis.
I know.
Like,
toys or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can you describe...
He used to have a back massage thing that it was like a ball on the end and it vibrated, and he'd use that. And then for his birthday, he and I went shopping, and we got a bunch of toys, which I don't know how to tell you guys all this stuff without you thinking that I enjoyed this. Like, because I had a choice whether or not to go shopping with her. I made this decision. I'm the one who did this stuff, but it doesn't mean that I felt right about it. But yeah, he brought the toys on me. Like, I don't know what specifically y'all want to know. Like, he's
okay.
All the time, everything. Like,
vibrators.
whatever was there. If he wanted to use something else, he'd use whatever was there. Like,
okay. What kind of what color vibrators would you be using?
Like white and like. Maybe it was like this color, but like blue. Like, you see the gray, and it's a grayish on the pipe.
Right.
The pipe.
Okay.
Like, gray was like a little bit more blue, like that.
Okay.
And it had a white, like, end. It had like a white handle, and it had a ball on the end. And this was giving back massages. And then there was, it had a red one. And that's what it vibrated. Then, strap-ons and stuff made it also involved. Everything,
okay.
Like any toy you can think of was used on me.
Okay.
And I'm not, definitely not by my choice. It was like, oh, it's there and it's happening now. I think.
Okay. Did you ever stop them? Say, hey, listen, I'm not good with that.
Yeah, definitely. Before I let him, before things progressed to where I would let him touch me, I would not let him do anything to me, even with stuff that wasn't attached to his body. I said no for a very long time until he upped it by like $100 or $200, you know?
Okay. When you're saying strap-ons, did he use the strap-ons?
No, but he probably would need to. Sorry, I'm just trying to make myself feel a little bit better. I don't know if you would count, like, him. He never actually put it on, but it was him in the bedroom, and we were all in bed together, and I was messing around with her, you know, and he was watching. And
at his request?
Every time except one time was at his request. The time that it was not his request was on his birthday. And instead of getting paid $300, I got paid like $500-$600. It was a gift, I guess you could call it a gift from me. when we went shopping at this, like, sex place. And, we bought a bunch of stuff. And then we just went at it in front of them. And I don't know. It's not like I was enjoying it either. Like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, God, when this is over, you're getting so much money. Like, that's what I would think of. I just close my eyes and think of something else.
Okay. Let's get to the point where he's actually inserting his fingers inside you. At what point from when he started just touching you to the point where he actually put his fingers inside you?
Maybe the once in the beginning, and at the time I was dating somebody, and that person was aware of what I did, and was like, this person, by the way, who said this stuff that I'm about to tell you, is like now a crackhead, like on drugs, so they're way whacked, they're like crazy. And he was actually my boyfriend, and goes, oh, I have no problem with it, as long as he's not putting anything inside of you, I don't really care. Yeah, so during that time, like, I wouldn't let Jeffrey do anything. But after me and the kid broke up, he offered me, like, okay, hold on, let me better explain this, because this is going to be confusing the way I was going to say it. I wouldn't let him put anything in me until one day he did, just out of nowhere. And I said, wait a second, my boyfriend, you know, we had this thing, you can't do that, you know, I'm allowed to work here as long as you don't do that. And he said, okay. Well, a couple months later, I guess he assumed me and my boyfriend had broken up, and he just did it one day. He just did it without asking or anything. And then I said, what are you doing? I said, you know, that's not cool. And he goes, oh, I thought we did that last time. And I said, no, we did not do that last time. And then he goes, then he just offered me more money. He's like, well, why don't I just give you something extra and we can try this out? And I was like, alright. Very hard guy to say no to. I don't know if any of you have ever talked to him.
Yeah. I haven't spoken with him, but he's consistent from what I can tell.
Well, if you talk to him, he straight up tries to control the situation. Like every word that comes into your mouth, it seems like he already knows what you're going to say. Like, that's his job. That's how he made his money, is knowing what people are going to say and what people are going to do.
What did he tell you he does for a living?
Well, there's a couple things. Things that I found by myself. Things that I've looked up on the internet. What he specifically told me when I asked him the first time was, oh, I'm a brain scientist. And I said, what the fuck is a brain scientist? I was like, that's not a real job. You're like, tell me the truth. But anyway, I took that as, he told me, his explanation was, it's my job to know how people's brains work. And I said, whatever the fuck that means, whatever. You know, you're just an old guy. And I went home. And then I looked up on the internet about him, and he was apparently he worked for a financial firm, and he would invest other people's money. Like, people sign their fortunes over to him, he invests it, and he gets commission off of the money that they make. And then he just takes, I know that he himself, besides investing other people's fortunes, you know, he's invested all his money, he owns tons of companies, sponsors sports teams, does stuff like that, he makes his money everywhere.
Right.
And especially, he does a lot of modeling stuff with modeling agencies, and I know that he's involved in stuff like that also. You know, he promised me, I think the reason I held on so long is he promised me that I would get into NYU. That I would get into NYU and he would pay for it. And I waited and I waited and I scored great on my SATs. I got 4.0. Like, I did great in school. I filled out my application and he told me that it wasn't good enough. And so I filled it out again and it was like 3 times. So I'm pretty sure he wasn't checking into it. He was just telling me that he was. But I think that has a lot to do with the reason I stayed there so long. Because my dream was, like, right in front of me, you know? And it was so close.
Aside from having been with... was there anybody else that you brought to the house?
I brought a few people. She approached me, actually, because it got out that I did this. Like, everyone at school knew. you know, everyone talked all...
Well, it was a circle, and...
It was a little circle, and then, yeah, one girl told, oh, I to do this, and then, you know, not that I would want anybody to get involved in this, but I brought girls I didn't like and really, frankly, did not give a shit about. Girls that I knew were skanks that would do anything. Like, girls that would just, like, suck dick in the bathroom at school. Like, not even people that I was friends with. I'd just hear a rumor about a girl and be like, hey, I know a way you can make $200. But I would tell them before they went, I would tell them flat out, like, this is what you gotta do. Are you cool with this? Because I'm not gonna take you if you're not. And I told them, they all knew that I got paid to bring them. And it was after... never did anything, though. She took off her shirt. She was a little overweight, so he didn't want anything to do it. She was my best friend, so, she was another story. I did care about her. But, she lost her house and stuff and really needed money. She was homeless. She had nowhere to go. So she did it out of desperation. But, the only people I can think of was other people, but I don't think I ever actually brought other people.
Okay. Did anything ever happen between you and the two girls that you brought there?
She was really nervous, so she wanted me to go in with her, and I stayed with her. I took all my clothes off, and I did my regular thing, and she just took her shirt off, and then he said, okay, we're just going to finish up here. Do you want to go wait by the pool? And she went downstairs and went to me and still naked.
Okay.
And that was that.
Okay.
She got paid, I think, $200 or $300 for that. Probably two, because it was her first time. The way it went was, if you worked there for the first, like, three times, you got paid $200. After that, if you were persistent and worked all the time, it was, on average, $300. Sometimes I got paid $1,000 just for the same thing. No varying in activities, just sometimes I'd walk out of there with $1,000, or, and I got lots of gifts. Like, I got lots of stuff from this guy. I don't know.
Okay, what?
Just went up in the room and did her thing, and she continued to work for him afterwards. I don't know. I don't think she still does. She may not. I don't know.
Okay. You went quite a few times with the neon. You actually had an encounter with one of his doormen when you were coming to get an envelope.
That was in my Riata, actually. I drove a little Riata. I was coming to get an envelope. $2,000 in it, my Christmas bonus. Oh my God, and the cop actually was like, how do you know Jeffrey? I was like, I'm friends with his girlfriend. I use his pool every once in a while or something. But that was crazy. Yeah, the housekeeper just was expecting me, but he didn't know. He was gone when I arrived, and then he came home and saw that there was a car, and he didn't realize that it was my car, but he was expecting me. So he called the police, and I was like, what the fuck, man, I'm just coming here to pick up money. But that was that.
Okay. Let's get to the part where things escalated. Let me see something. Let me go ahead and stop the tape and start another one, because there's almost at the end.
You don't have anything important to do, do you? Okay.
Okay, at this point, I'm going to go ahead and stop the tape. The time by my watch is approximately 5:02 p.m.